But people will say, oh, there's only one verse in the whole Bible that says that you're not supposed to have tattoos. Okay, well, that's just flawed logic. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter how many times it says it in the Bible. It does say it one time.
Amen.
So deal with it, okay? The Bible's against tattoos. God's against tattoos. It's a heathen practice. Amen. Tattoos are found in every single culture around the world. I think of the Maoris down in New Zealand. They have the tattooing process in Hawaii. All cultures of the world have tattooing in their culture, and they're heathens. Okay, so why would God's people want to be attached to something like that? Okay, it's a heathen practice. God's people, we're not supposed to be like the heathen. Okay, so in the United States, the first permanent tattoo shop in New York City was set up in 1846 and began a tradition of tattooing military servicemen from both sides of the Civil War. Samuel O'Reilly invented the electric tattooing machine in 1891. So that practice started in the 1800s in the United States. So, but tattoos is a big thing. Even in the United States culture, it's a big deal. Raise your hand if you actually have a tattoo in this room. Okay, a big percentage. You know, do you regret it? I do. And, you know, they don't come off. They're very hard to come off. They have all kinds of laser treatment and things like that. But they don't really ever come off. Okay, they're permanent. So kids, if you get rebellious, which I hope you don't ever do that, but if you get rebellious, don't go get a tattoo. It's permanent. It doesn't come off. Okay. We had girls from our church that would go. They were all joining like the military. That was the other cool thing. Besides chopping your hair off, it was going to the military. You know, and then they come back to church and they got guns, blade, you know, gun tattoos on their backs and stuff. It's like, how weird. I mean, for a Christian woman to go off and then come back with all these crazy tattoos. You know, I understand if you do it when you're a heathen, when you are a heathen, but when you're a Christian, you shouldn't even think about doing it because the Bible says against it.
Right.
So here's a list of some of the names of the tattoo shops that are just, I just looked in Vancouver and Portland. I just was picking out some of the names and I listed them off. Here's the names, okay? Hopeless Ink Tattoo and Piercing. Okay? Well, it's a theme. You go Google tattoo shops in your area and look at the names of them. Lunatic Tattoo. Morning Star Tattoo Shop. So, but I think they probably read the NIV, so they think that this is the devil or something. You know what I mean? Because Jesus Christ is the Morning Star. But to put that Morning Star Tattoo Shop. Okay. Voodoo Tattoo and Piercing. Not Guilty Ink Tattoo and Piercings. Not Guilty. I mean, do they think about what they're naming their shop? It's so weird. Ascending Lotus Tattoo and Body Piercing. Sinister Tattoo Studio. Illuminati Tattoo Parlor. Hopeless Ink Tattoo and Piercing. Altered Reality Tattoo. Dirty Virgin Collective Tattoo. Skeleton Key Tattoo. Scapegoat Tattoo. Ritual Arts. Rebels Tattoo. Lady Luck Tattoo. Fortune Tattoo. The Jade Mermaid Tattoo Parlor. So the jade for good luck, and I guess the fake mermaid, okay. Seven Zodiacs Tattoo. Esoteric Tattoo. Sovereign Tattoo. That's a Calvinist one, right? Sovereign Tattoo. No Hope, No Fear Tattoo Art Studio. They have no hope and no fear of God, right? They're tattooing people. Goyo Tattoo. That's where Joe goes to get his. Goyo Tattoo. And then Murder Ink. Oh, that's catchy. Dead God's Tattoo. That's the other name. I mean, do you think this is an accident that they're naming their tattoo parlors this kind of stuff? And, you know, it's just, it's insane to me. But that's the, and this is just in the Portland, Vancouver area, okay? Do you think it's not attached to something that's wicked? Do you think that, that tattooing is not attached to a wicked heathen practice? It is. It's satanic.
Amen.